The Historic Webster Walk series showcases the unique historical and architectural heritage of Webster Groves, Missouri. With names like Pierre Choteau, Artemus Bullard, and Ulysses S. Grant woven into its past, Webster Groves is an outdoor museum providing an opportunity for people to walk through 200 years of history. In 1802, Gregor Sarpi, a Frenchman who married into the Choteau family, obtained the rustic wooded land that is now Webster Groves from the Spanish colonial government. In 1842, the land was divided, and Sarpi's son John received the north 360 acres, and Pierre Choteau Jr. received the south 640 acres. The dividing line became Lockwood Avenue. In 1853, as the Pacific Railroad pushed its way westward, it built a railroad platform at Church Street, today's Gore Avenue. It was called the Webster Stop after Artemus Bullard's Webster College for Boys, now Great Circle, and Webster began to establish its identity as the commuter suburb. Augustus Moody built a store next to the tracks, founding the commercial district that still thrives today. During the Civil War, Union soldiers often marched along Rock Hill Military Road to Jefferson Barracks. Families and friends were divided over the Union and Confederate sympathies. When the war ended in 1865, new interest was sparked in Webster Groves. Houses, businesses, and churches were built as soldiers returned from the war, and St. Louis residents moved west from the city to escape its heat and germs. Many men commuted to the city daily, while others simply used their Webster Groves homes as summer retreats. After a nationwide depression in the 1870s, Webster Groves began to grow again, with new businesses and new homes pushing out in all directions from the center of town. Through the years, Webster Groves has accumulated a wide variety of architectural styles as old buildings were preserved and newer structures were built. In residential areas, many large original lots have been subdivided, creating infill housing dating back to the early 1900s. The result is an interesting mix of homes and businesses, churches and schools that reflect the continuing living history of Webster Groves. Sites on the historical Webster Walk have been selected for their architectural or historical value, and they are identified in this book by the names of people or businesses that originally occupied them. Distinguished sites have been awarded bronze medallions, which are embedded in the sidewalks in front of those sites.